This is the U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly rice market update. March 19, 2021. High ocean freight rates complicate the marketplace. At the risk of sounding repetitive, the cash market throughout the Delta remains on ice. There has been very few trades reported over the past week, and buyers are generally lowering their offers as both paddy and milled rice demands are in the doldrums. U.S. long grain exports lagged the 2019-2020 marketing year by more than 12%, and there is little sign of improvement on that horizon. The lack of demand in the Middle East and Caribbean will be driving factors when it comes to scaling back rice acres this spring. Of course, the robust demand for feed grain commodities stemming from China's growing needs will only serve to intensify that prospect, swaying farmers more towards bean and corn. Despite the lag in U.S. long grain exports, the South Louisiana rail facility had a record year with over 170,000 tons of paddy rice exported out of the Port of Lake Charles and the Lacassine rail facility from the 2020 harvest. This effort cleaned out the farmers' bins before the new crop planting got underway. Asia long grain prices traded sideways as Thai 100% B was recorded at about $525 per metric ton. Although the export prices out of Asia have been largely unchanged for the past several months, they are maintaining their 15% premium to where they were trading 6 months ago. Freight rates and container shortages continue to be a significant pinch point for dry bulk exports worldwide. The year-long frenzy to secure Panamax and the smaller vessels to ship coal and grain has left many rice traders uncovered, and in some cases has earned a premium for those that had bookings. Normally, the larger the vessel, the more expensive it is to operate and secure. However, this year has not been that case. Smaller and medium-sized vessels have been trading at premiums to even cap-sized vessels due to their versatility and their loading and unloading capabilities. As demand for grain unwinds, most analysts predict that the freight crunch will subside, but unfortunately, it will take some time before the slower demand works its way into freight prices. Therefore, while FOB prices for rice may begin to correct as the U.S. dollar strengthens and harvest continues in Asia, delivered prices are likely to remain elevated levels in the nearby, due in part to freight constraints. The futures market was flat to slightly up this week, which is an indicator of weak interest in the nearby. Despite the average daily volume improving by 327 contracts against last week, open interest retreated to 9,059. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. As always, we welcome your feedback. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.